Kat, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing? Sorry about the delay.
Oh, it's okay. My goodness, you have so many cool things to talk about because you have three books of the 5,000 Ideas, and they were all in the top 10 Amazon travel bestseller list, I understand, at the same time this past weekend. So, hey, way to go. You've been doing a lot of traveling, haven't you?
I have, well, not recently, of course, but yeah, through my life I have, especially for these three books, without a doubt.
Well, so tell people a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I grew up in a family that did road trips all the time. And I, you know, growing up in San Diego, we went around the western U.S., as far north of British Columbia and as far east as Texas and Wyoming in the northeast. And it was kind of something I grew up with. And, you know, in college, I started doing my own and kind of kept it up as a grown-up, went overseas and did just these epic road trips across Asia from Nepal to Turkey and another one across Africa from Cape Town to Cairo, and came back to the United States, and I just somehow ended up being National Geographic's road trip guy.
And isn't that amazing?
The first... It is, yeah, and I never really intended it that way, but the first book that they ever asked me to do back in the late 90s was on driving the Pan-American Highway from Texas to Argentina, and that kind of just started me off as their road trip guy.
What an exciting job. I mean, you are the ultimate road warrior, right?
I guess so. I mean, I've never used that term before, and it was really not until I started doing this book and I looked back and I thought, you know, I have done a lot of road trips in my life, and they were road trips. Road trips really changed my life. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today if not for the road trips I had taken, because they really proved to me what I could do as an individual and also as a writer, but also the people that I met along the way determined my path in life, how I met my wife and all those, you know, the jobs that I ended up having and things like that. So, they were all road trips.
I think that's amazing. You know, what a great way to describe that. Now, let's talk about the books. I mean, you've got three of them right now. You've got 100 Drives, 5,000 Ideas. Tell me about that one.
Well, that's the latest one, which we launched in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah.
But which seemed like a crazy idea at the time. But then the pandemic is kind of evolving into the summer of the Great American Road Trip.
Yes.
So it certainly has, in my case. I mean, I had three overseas work trips planned to Croatia, Fiji, and Mexico, all of which have gone away and may not come back again for a long time. And my next book that I'm writing is in 100 Trails in the United States, so I have to start researching that.
Right.
And the best way to do it is to hit the road, only I'm not flying anywhere. I'm not really comfortable flying anywhere yet.
Yes.
So why not drive?
Right. So
for me, it's definitely the summer of the Great American Road Trip, and I'm doing it either camping out of my own SUV with my family in tow, or renting an RV, which I'm going to do in southern Utah in August to investigate five different trails there.
Oh, wow. So you've got 100 parks and 100 parks, 5,000 ideas. And that's really amazing, too, because we can really use that places that we can go as you're talking about the road trips, right?
Those are parks all over the country, and they're not just national parks. About half of them are national parks. The other half, the other 50, are state parks, national wildlife refuges, national forests, and big city parks, famous urban parks like, the mall in D.C. and Grant Park in Chicago, Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, Montreal in Montreal, things like that. And they're well dispersed throughout the nation. You know, the West tends to have the most national parks, but a lot of the other incredible parks in the country are in the South, the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, the Midwest, places like that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, 50 states, 5,000 ideas. And, boy, that book is so beautiful. The illustrations are amazing as you are showcasing the best travel experiences in every single state. I mean, you've got everything in there from dude ranches to museums. I bet that was fun.
That was fun. That was the very first one. It was kind of a crazy idea. that one of the editors at National Geographic came up with, and they asked me to write the whole thing. And it took about a year to do, and I had to go to a lot of places I hadn't been to before, which was interesting. Places like North Dakota, which I had never ventured to, and found out is an incredible place. Just finding these amazing gems in each state, and also it includes the 14 Canadian provinces and territories. But calling it 50 states and 14 provinces was just too much of a mouthful.
So right, right.
50 states. I don't think anyone realized at that time how well it would do. I mean, I wrote it, we edited it, we chose the photographs, we put it out there, and it's never ever lost the best. It's never ever been off the bestseller list for travel since March of 2018 when it first
awesome.
Came out. So it got as high as number 4 in all books on Amazon, right behind Michelle Obama, John Grisham, and Stephen King.
Well, that's
so
awesome.
I was one of the top 4 authors, or this book, it's really the book's concept. It's not my writing, it's the concept of the book is incredible. But it was right up there with 3 of the best-selling authors of our time. And
that's amazing.
And the Parks book has also been on the bestseller list for a year now, and we're hoping Road Trips, that the Drives book, does the same thing now that people are getting back on the road again.
And I'm sure it will, and you are awesome. Do you have a favorite car ride that you can share with me?
Wow, they're all cool in some way or another. If you can drive Route 66 from L.A. to Chicago, that's a lot of Americana. It's a lot of scenery. It's the legendary. It's the epic drive. It's a long ways, but I think it's 8 states altogether it goes through. But there's a lot of stuff along the way. One of the things I discovered driving Route 66 through Oklahoma, for instance, is what a cool state Oklahoma is.
Right.
That I may not have ever known before. It goes through Tulsa, which has been much in the news recently, and Oklahoma City, and a lot of small towns in Oklahoma that have really cool roadside attractions. There's an outer space museum out in western Oklahoma that's right off Route 66 that was founded by one of the original astronauts, and it's full of real-life NASA stuff that's been to the moon and back and things
wow.
like that. That's right off Route 66, and it's got some amazing roadside motels and diners that have been there since the 1950s and things. So that's a favorite drive, but there's so many that are cool. It's really hard to pick one. There are some great road trips in Hawaii, which doesn't seem like a road trip place, but
sure.
The Big Island Belt Road around the Big Island of Hawaii is a great trip that I did. I had done it before, but I went back and did it for this book. You start on the Kona coast and you make a big counterclockwise circle around the Big Island that includes Hawaiian history with Captain Cook and all that, Volcanoes National Park, the cowboys up in the highlands of the Big Island where you can go horseback riding, or if you really want to herd cattle, you can. Great restaurants, great bars, great places to snorkel, to swim with manta rays, which is an amazing experience. That's a road trip in Hawaii. So there's a lot of cool ones.
And all these pit stops and tasty, places you can get food, too. I mean, you could write a book just about that.
I think that's the one after Trails. That's what we're talking about, is a food American food book after Trails.
Well, you'll have to come back and talk to me about that. I love that.
I will. Thanks.
Well, and also before I let you go, can you give us a couple tips on getting your car and traveling companions ready for our road trip?
Well, I think it's the safest way to travel now,
given the
times we're living through. You control your environment, and you can't say that of an airplane or a bus or a train or even a boat unless it's your own boat.
Right.
If you can afford a $50 million mega yacht, I guess you can. It's a safe way to travel.
Sure.
But I personally can't.
Yeah.
We did an exploratory trip, last week with this camping trip, and You know, just packed the SUV. We bought a bunch of new camping equipment for it. We went to, made reservations in a state park campground where only one out of every three campsites was open. We did our own tent, our own cooking. You know, the nearest people were maybe 100 yards away from us, the other campers. It felt totally safe. We went on a hike where we only saw two other people the whole time. They were totally masked up and got 6 feet off the trail to let us pass. So it just felt totally safe. It felt like pre-pandemic,
yeah,
which is kind of hard to find these days.
Well, and it's peaceful. I think that, it's peaceful, you know.
Yeah, and driving in the car, you don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to worry about social distancing. You're with your family or your friends or your significant other that you've been in lockdown with all the time. If you're camping or RVing, you can cook your own food. Otherwise, you know, takeout. We've been doing a little bit of takeout and ordering from restaurants and picking up on the curb and things. You can do that, you know, while you're driving. You don't have to go inside a restaurant, right? And you have so much more control over your environment if you do a road trip as opposed to any other kind of trip right now. So that's my advice.
Well, it's quality time. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's memories. How can we stay up to date with you on social?
Well, there's my website, www.joeyogerst.com. I also have an Amazon authors page and a Goodreads authors page. So you can find out about all my books. If you just put my name into Amazon or Barnes & Noble, all the books will come up, all the past books and my novels and everything else. And that's probably the best way to do it.
Well, keep traveling.
Also, you know, I'm also on Instagram and
okay, cool.
Facebook and, yeah.
Everywhere. You're everywhere.
I wish. I'm not on TV yet.
You will be. You will be, my friend.
I'm not Rick Steves yet.
You'll get there. All right. Well, we look forward to it. And travel on. Be safe. And thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks very much for having me on. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.